Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Nun Amid Beis at the Mishnah near the bottom of the Yamid. Begins the Mishnah, Halacha Hey. Hoya Reichav Al HaChamor, if somebody was riding on a donkey and it came the time of davening, of Shemoneh Esrei, which is called the Amida. A person has to stand during Shemoneh Esrei, so yeirid, he should get off the chamor for two reasons, the Meforshim explain. Number one, he should turn in the direction of Yerushalayim and daven towards Yerushalayim. And secondly, since tefillah is in the place of korbonos, and just like the Kohanim used to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash standing, so too, when the person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, he has to daven standing up like the Kohanim who did the Korbanos, since Tefillah is B'makom Avodah. Continues the Mishnah, Eino Yochel Leirid, if he's unable to go down off his chamor, as the Charedim explains in the left-hand column on the Mishnah, she'ein loy mi she'yoiches chamor, he has no one to hold his chamor. And if he holds it himself, the Meiri explains, he won't be able to have proper kavana in his davening. Then what he should do is yachzir espanav, he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim, as the Charedim says, Litzad Yerushalayim. V'im eino yachal lachzer espanav, continues the Mishnah, if he's unable to turn towards Yerushalayim while he's sitting on the chamor, yechaven es liboy k'neged beis kotche hakadoshim, he should imagine in front of him is the kotche hakadoshim, and that he is davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though physically he's not towards Yerushalayim or the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but that's what he should imagine in his heart, and he should daven thinking that he is facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continues the Mishnah, Hoya Roichev Besvina Oy Ba'asta, if a person is riding in a boat or on an asta, what is an asta? Says the Charedim, Divriya Maschel Ba'asta, in the name of Rab Nosson Baal Ha'aruch, it is a raft. She'koishrim Eitzim Gedolim Zem Zeh, you tie together large logs of wood, one with the other, V'holchem Aleim Alamayim K'moy B'Svina, and you go on top of the raft in the water as you would go in a boat. So if a person is riding in a boat or on a raft, and again, he's unable to get off and daven towards Yerushalayim, yechaven es liboy keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. So once again, he should be mechaven in his heart as if he is facing the kodesh hakadoshim, the holy of holies, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Begins the Gemara, Tani, we have learned, as the Pnei Moshe points out, in a Tosefta, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Ches, HaYerachav Al HaMor, this Tanakama is equal, identical to the Stam Mishnah that we learned. If somebody was riding on a donkey, Im Yeshlemi Lechoiz B'chamoiroi, if he has someone to hold on to his donkey, Yoyridu Mispal Lamaton, he gets off the donkey and he davens on terra firma, he davens on the ground. The imlav, but if he has no one to hold his donkey, mispal b'mkoymoy, then he davens on the donkey. So this is exactly like we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, the Tosefta elaborates on our Mishnah and brings the sheet of Rabbi. Rabbi Omer, bein kach u'bein kach mispal b'mkoymoy. Whether he has someone who could hold a donkey or whether he doesn't have someone to hold a donkey, in either situation, he's mispalel on the donkey. He does not have to get off. Why? Shekach liboy miyushev. Because in this way, his mind will be settled. Rashi in Brachas, in the Bavli, on Daf Lamed Avad Aleph, tells us that he won't be thinking, oh, I'm wasting time, my trip is going to take longer. He's not worried about that because he's allowed to continue on his trip. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that he's not worried about getting off the donkey, getting on the donkey, the tircha that's involved, and he Therefore, he davens on the donkey according to Rebbe, whatever the situation is. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, shame, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, who is the halacha like? Is it like our Stam Mishnah? Or is it like Rebbe? The answer is halacha ka Rebbe. The halacha is like Rebbe. And so the Charedim in our Mishnah states, the ain halacha k'stam mishnah zu. The halacha is not like the stam mishnah. Ugid amru b'gemara halacha k'rebi the toisefta. The halacha is like Rebbe of the toisefta, as we have just learned in the Gemara. Ubein sheyesh lemisha yarchas chamori ubein ain loy lo yered. He should not go down. Mipnei shein daitim yushavas alav kishyered. When he goes down, his mind is not settled. Either the two pshatim we said, Rashi says because he's wasting time from the trip, that's bothering him. Or, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, because he's thinking about the difficulty of disembarking from the chamor and getting back on the chamor. The charedim in the left-hand column brings down, in Divrei HaMaskil Halacha K'Rebbe, V'chein Pasek Nami B'Bavli. And so we find in the Bavli, Brachas Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, that the halacha is like Rebbe. That when you're on a chamor, you don't have to get off. But we have another Machlokes Rishonim, which the Charedim brings. Miu, HaRav Yoinah, Kosov, Rabbeinu Yoinah writes, that Tzorch Lahamed HaBehema K'shem HaHalacha Leh Bo'ichu Mispal. That while he's traveling, Einachem, he doesn't have to get off the chamor, but he has to hold the chamor, that the chamor doesn't move while he's davening Shmoyne Esrei. But, v'harosh, u'mordechai, v'atur, kosu, de'ein tzorech, el mispalel, v'hu mahalach, bein rochov, u'bein mahalach al raglov. They all paskin that he doesn't have to hold the chamor in check, he doesn't have to put the brakes on the chamor. And if we learn, the pshat is, like Rashi, that he's nervous about losing time, making the trip take longer, we can understand why they allowed him, either on the chamor, or even if he's walking next to the chamor, he doesn't have to stand, he doesn't have to keep the chamor from moving forward, and he himself can be mahalach al raglov. He doesn't have to stand in one place, as he usually does when he is davening Shmoyne Esrei, the Amida, because here he's nervous about losing time. The Chazal made a special dispensation that he does not have to stop traveling while he's davening Shmoyne Esrei. He doesn't have to put the brakes on the chamor either. Does a person who's on a raft or in a boat have to stand as he's traveling along the waterway? We find a machloikas between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam in Hilchas Tfilah Perik Hei, Halacha Bey, states that if at all possible, a person in a boat or on a raft should stand. However, the Tur in Arachayim, Simon Tzadik Dalid, says that no, in such a situation, he does not have to stand. Continues the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, Tani Taman, we learned over there, says the Charedim, B'Bavel, over there is referring to Bavel. We are here in Eretz Yisrael. But they in Bavel learned the following. L'chol haruchois, to all directions, ein machzirin chutz miruach mizrachis, except for the direction of east. So we have to understand, as a background to this Gemara, that the B'nai Bavel were to the east of Eretz Yisrael, and when they davened Shmoyne Esrei, they faced Yerushalayim, which was to the west. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is saying the following, which actually there's a machlokas between the Charedim and the Marav Fulda, what the correct girsa is. And although there's a machlokas between them, what the girsa is, basically both pshatim come out to the same thing. Let us begin with the Charedim. If you see the Charedim in the first line on the right-hand column, Hachi Garsinen, L'chol haruchis machzirin chutz miruach mizrachis. If you look in the Marav Fulda, the third line in the right-hand column, the Marav Fulda, L'chol haruchis ein machzirin, I say. But as we'll soon see, it comes out to the same thing. Let's begin with the Charedim. L'chol aruchois machzirin, says the Charedim. That means you can daven. If you don't know exactly where Yerushalayim is, so you can daven in any direction, except for one direction, chutz meruach mizrachas. Don't daven to the east, as the Gemara continues to explain. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, why shouldn't you daven towards the east? Because b'tchila, long ago, when our avos, unfortunately, were serving avodah zara, what did they do? Achoreim el heichal Hashem. Their backs were towards the heichal. The heichal, you would enter the Beis HaMikdash from the east, and you would go into the Ezras Yisrael. That was towards the west. That was facing the heichal and the Kodesh Kadoshim, which was in the west. So these Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to face the east. Upneyem Kedma. They were facing the east. Vehema Mishtachvim Kedma L'Shemesh. They were bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, to the sun. They were serving the sun. They were worshiping the sun. So since our Avos were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and their backs were to the Tzad of Maariv, and they were facing Kedma to the east, and they were Mishtachva to Avodah Zarah. So that's why, according to the Gears of the Charedim, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha tells us that in Bavel they learned, L'chol Arucha is Machzirin, you're allowed to face any direction to Davin Shemoneh Esrei, but there's one direction where you cannot face, Chutz Miruch Mizrachas, you can't face the east, because then you will be mimicking what our sinful avos have done when they faced the east and they served Avodah Zarah and their backs were towards the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadoshim, which was to the west behind them. That's according to the Charedim. According to the Rav Fulda, it's Ein Machzirin. What does it mean? L'chol aruchois Ein Machzirin. That's the way we have the Girsa here in the Gemara. Although the Shinui Nischois and Ois Aleph says that this word Ein we find is Lessa. We find it in the Rosh Cirillo that he's not Garus Ein Machzirin, he's Garus only Machzirin. But the Marav Fulda says Ein Machzirin the way we have it in our text here. So the Pshat is, according to the Marav Fulda, if someone is facing in any direction, even if it's not the correct direction, we will not tell him you have to turn around away from that direction. Whatever direction he's davening, Ein Machzirin, as long as he's mechaven towards Yerushalayim. But Chutz Miruach Mizrachis, there's one direction where we will make him turn around, and that is if he's facing east. Because if he's facing east and he's in Bavel, that means that his back is to the west, and he's facing, in other words, towards China, towards Japan, towards the Far East. He's facing the east. His back is towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's like what the sinful Avos used to do. Aviseinu, what our Avos who sinned and served Avodah Zarah did. Their backs were towards the west, and they were facing the east. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says that in Bavel they learned, L'chol aruchos ein machzirin, we won't make a person turn around whatever direction he's facing of the other three directions. Chutz, the one direction where we will make him turn around, is if he's facing to the east. Because if he's in Bavel, facing to the east, that means his back is towards the west, and that is like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it comes out that the Charedim and the Marav Fulda both come out to the same halacha, that you're not allowed to face east when you daven, but they have different girsos in the actual text of the Gemara, whether it's machzirin or whether it's ein machzirin. Continues the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Sumo, a blind person. Umi she'eino yochel lechaven esaruchos, and a person who's unable to figure out which direction is towards Eretz Yisrael. Hare elu mispalum klapile lamala. That person should daven towards the heaven. he should daven la'aviv shebishamayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's in Shemayim, shenemar. And now we're going to mention a series of psukim which are taken from the tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech said at the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. And we're going to explain the various psukim that Shlomo used in his tefillah to show how Shlomo was davening that wherever a Jew is in the world, his tefillah should be towards Eretz Yisrael. Now, in this case, by Asuma and Eina Yochel Lechavenes Aruchoi, so there we're going to see a pasuk in that tefillah of Shlomo that he should be mispal klapei malo. Shenemar, it says over there in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, it says v'hispalu el Hashem. If you're blind or you don't know the direction of Eretz Yisrael, then what you can do is daven to Hashem in Shemayim. But ha'oim demispal mechutz lartz. If you are in chutz lartz and you know how to be mechaven the direction of Eretz Yisrael, so ha'ifchenes penem klapei Eretz Yisrael. Then you face Eretz Yisrael wherever you are in the world. As we're going to see later in the Gemara, if you're in the north, you face the south. You're in the south, you face north. You're west, you face east. You're east, you face west. Umatam, what's the basis for this? That's, again, a pasuk in Shlomo's Tefillah, in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches. V'hispalu Eilecha, they will daven to you. Derech Artsam, through their land, Asher Nasata Lavoisam. They're going to daven to you, Hashem, through Eretz Yisrael, which you gave to their forefathers. Now, what happens if a person is in Eretz Yisrael? Where does he daven towards? Ha'imdum mispalim be'Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ifchenes pneim klapi Yerushalayim. Wherever they are in Eretz Yisrael, they have to face Yerushalayim. Ma'atam, what's the basis? Again, a pasuk from Shlomo's Tefillah. V'ispalu eilecha derecha ir asher b'chartaba. They should daven in Eretz Yisrael to you, Hashem, through the city which you have chosen it. What happens if a person is in Yerushalayim? Then that person, wherever he is in Yerushalayim, should face the Har Habayis, the Temple Mount. Shlomo HaMelech says, the house which I built in your name, which is situated on the Har Habayis. If somebody is on the Har Habayis, where does he daven towards? Ha'ivchem penem klapi beis kodesh hakadoshim. He has to face the kodesh hakadoshim. Umatam, what's the basis for this? Again, a pasuk in Shlomo's Tefillah. V'ispalu el hamokem hazeh. They will daven towards this place, towards the actual Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Va'ato and Yu Hashem, Tishma, we have the Girsa here, El Mechoin Shiftecha, but really in the Pasuk, it's El Mechoin Shiftecha, El HaShemayim, that you will hear their tefillah in your dwelling place in Shemayim, Vishamato, and you will hear Visalachta, and you will forgive Klal Yisrael through their tefillah, which is directed when it's in Eretz Yisrael, when it's in the Har Habayis, in Yerushalayim, it's directed towards the Mokoyim of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now the Gemara goes back to that pasuk which we mentioned concerning a person who's in Chutz Loretz and he's davening towards Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned before, so on this, the Gemara now comments, Nimtzu, it comes out, somebody who is living in the north of the world, Pneim Ladorim, he faces south to Eretz Yisrael. Hoimdim Ladorim, a person's in Australia, Pneim Latzofen, he faces north. Hoimdim Bemizrach, a person's in the far east, Pneim Lamariv, then they have to face Mariv. Bovel was included in that because they were to the east of Eretz Yisrael. Lamariv, what about us in the United States, where we live in the west of Eretz Yisrael, Pneim LeMizrach, then we do go towards the Mizrach, even though the Gemara said before that the one direction you shouldn't go is to Mizrach. That's if you are in Mizrach, then of course you don't go to Mizrach, because then your back will be to Maariv. But if you're in Maariv, like we are here in Canada, United States, Mexico, South America, so then Avada, we do go to the east, because we're all facing Eretz Yisrael, Nimtzu, Kol Yisrael Mispalim El Mokam Echad. It comes out, wherever a Jew is in the world, he's facing one place, and that is Eretz Yisrael. Hado Dichsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Ki Beisi, Beis Tfilah, Yikarei L'chol Amim. My house is a house of worship for all the nations. The Pnei Moshe explains, Divramask Lado Dichsiv, Ki Beisi, V'dorish, L'chol Amim, L'chol Mokam Shelo Amim. In any place where a Jew is found dispersed amongst the nations, Kiriyomer Bereisha Brisa, like we said at the beginning of the Brisa, Ha'im Mispalim Bechutz Loretz Ha'ifku Paten Klapi Yitzrol U'Mischavnen Al Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. So that's the pshat. Not that it's a base full of the Brisa's learning for all the Goyim, but it means for all the Jews who are dispersed north, south, east, west, they're all mechavim to the Beis Tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael on the Har HaBayis, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Shuman Levi, Hu HaHechal Lifnoi. We have a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Zayin, where it uses a word Lifnoi. So the Gemara Darshan's Lifnoi means Lifonim, to the face. What does that mean? The heichel is heichel shekol haponim, all the faces, poinim loy, face towards the heichel, the Beis HaMikdash. That is what the word in the pasuk of lifnoi means. It's a edifice. It's a mokum kodesh where all the faces in the world, all the lifonim, all the faces are facing in the direction of that bias of the Beis HaMikdash, wherever a Jew is situated in the world. Continues the Gemara, Ad Kedoin, until here we have established that a person should daven towards Yerushalayim B'Vinyanoi when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. But B'Churbonoi, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, I mean, nine, how do we know that even then a person should daven towards the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Avin said, based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, pasuk Dalet, that the Beis HaMikdash is boni l'talpiyos, it is built as a landmark, and the Gemara darshans this word talpiyos, divides it into two words, tail, a mound. When something is destroyed after a period of time, it is covered with earth and it becomes a mound. Shekol hapiyos, all the mouths in the world, mispalalin olav. They daven for its sake that it should be rebuilt. So it makes sense, since they're davening that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, even though now it's destroyed, but it makes sense that we should daven towards the Beis HaMikdash, so that we should remember and be mispalel to Hashem that it should be rebuilt. And not only do we daven in Shemayna Esrei, but the Gemara tells us, bebrocha, as the Pnei Moshe tells us, bebirchas hamazon, bebirchas me'en gimel, in the Al HaMichya, we mention the building of Yerushalayim, bekriya shema, as the Pnei Moshe explains, birchas kriya shema, ubetfila, and in Shemayna Esrei, in each one we are davening for the restoration of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Bebracha in Birchas HaMazon, that's Bnei Yerushalayim. That's the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Bitfila in Shemayna Esrei, Elokei David uBnei Yerushalayim. Here the Yerushalmi is L'shitasai, that we've learned before, that the bracha that we have, Es Semach David, and a separate bracha, V'Yerushalayim Ircha Brachim Tashav, we have it as two separate brachas. According to Yerushalmi, it's all one bracha, and that's why the culmination, the end of that one united bracha, is Elokei David uBnei Yerushalayim. It's one bracha, and we have these two endings in that one bracha. According to Yerushalmi, Bavli disagrees and holds that each one is a separate bracha. B'Krishma, where do we mention Yerushalayim in Krishma? In the Birchas Krishma, Poyre Sukkah Shalom Aleinu, Hashem spreads the Sukkah of peace on us, V'al Amo Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim. And now the Gemara asks a stira, Kos of Echad Oimer, this concerns whether there's still the Shekhinah present in the Makom HaMikdash after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, there seems to be a contradiction. One pasuk says, Eilech v'ashuva el mekaymi. I will go and I will return to my place in heaven. After the Churban, there is no Shekhinah. Now, bizman hazeh, in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because of Echad Omer, another pasuk says, V'hayu eini v'libi sham kol hayomim. My eyes and my heart will be there all the days. It seems to be that there is Shekhinah in the Makom HaMikdash, even after the Churban. Hakeitz, and how do we reconcile these two psukim? Pan of Lamaila, the Rabbi Shlalom's face is on top, is in Shemayim. There is no Shekhinah Lamata, but the focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the focal point of Hashem's attention in this world is the Makom HaMikdash. That is what he is focusing on when it will be rebuilt. So both psukim are correct. Continues the Gemara on the next part of the Mishnah. V'im lav, if he's not able to turn around on the chamor towards Yerushalayim, Yichaven his liboy keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. He should be mechaven his heart as if he is standing in front of the kodesh hakadoshim. Ask the Gemara, le'eze beis kodesh hakadoshim. There are two kodesh hakadoshim. One is Bo'aretz, but there's also a Kodesh Kedoshim in Shemayim. There's a Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's a Yerushalayim Shalmala. There's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, and there's a Kodesh Kedoshim Shalmata and a Kodesh Kedoshim Shalmala. So which one should he be mechavan his heart keneged? Reb Chiya, Rabbi, the great Reb Chiya said, keneged Kodesh Kedoshim Shalmala, towards the heavenly Kodesh Kedoshim. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta Amar, he says, keneged Beis Kodesh Kedosh Elamaton Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim of this world. Amar Pinchas, says Rav Pinchas, Loi Pligin. There's really no machlokes here. Why? Because Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamaton Mechuvin Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalamala. Because the earthly Kodesh HaKadoshim is aligned with the heavenly Kodesh HaKadoshim. And where do we have a pasuk that shows this? The pasuk states, Mochoin L'Shiftecha, that the Beis HaMikdash is the foundation of your dwelling place. And the word mochoin, instead of having the nakudas of a comet under the mem, if we have a shva under the mem, we could read it mechuvon, the same letters with different nakudas, we could read it mechuvon keneged shiftecha, that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh Kedoshim, shel mata, is aligned exactly with the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shal Lamala, and therefore, if a person davens to the earthly Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's davening towards the heavenly one. If he davens towards the heavenly one, he's davening also towards the earthly one, because one is aligned with the other. And now the Gemara is going to discuss various terms that are associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Har HaMaria, the Beis HaMikdash is situated on the Har HaMaria. What is the meaning of the word Maria? There's a machlokas between Reb Chiya Ruba, the great Reb Chiya, and Reb Yanai. Chad Omer one says, Shemisham Hoy Roya Yaitza Li Olam. From there, instruction goes out to the world. As the Charedim explains here in Divrei Maskil, Shemisham Hara, Lekach Nikra Yerushalayim Eretz HaMaria. Kedich Siv, Ki Mitzian Teitzei Torah, the Milishkas HaGozdes, Shebemigdash, Hashem Sanhedrin Yoshrin, that Hayra instruction comes out from the Sanhedrin HaGadol that used to meet in the Lishkas HaGozdes, which was in the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, Hayra would go out. People would become clear in the halachas of the Torah. So that's why it's referred to as Har HaMaria, from the word Hayra, instruction of how to properly keep the Torah. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, the word Torah also means Hayra, instruction. V'charna Amar, the other one, disagrees and says, Shemisham Yira Yaitzel Olam, from the Beis HaMikdash, fear goes out to the world, as the Marafold explains, La'ivrei Ritzoinu, to those who go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one is doing it in a more positive way, and one takes the word Moiria in a negative way. Fear will go out against the Ivrei Ritzoinu, those who go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we come to the word Aron. What does that mean? Rab Chiya, Ruba, the great Rab Chiya of Rab Yani, have a machlokas. Chadamer 1 says, Shemisham Oiro Yoitzalom, from there light goes out to the world. That's the meaning of Aron. Vecharna Omer, the other one says, Shemisham Arira Yoitzalom. He puts it in a negative sense, that from there curse will go out to the world. The Marah Fulda again says, La'ivri Ritzoinai, and the Pnei Moshe says, La'akum, to Goyim. As we turn to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we have a Divrei Rab Chiya. However, the Shini Nischoi says it's really supposed to be the word Dvir, and so we find in the Pnei Moshe as well Dvir Bemilas Dvir Dekra Al Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim Kadar. She's explaining the word Dvir, which refers to the Kodesh Hakadosh. We have a Machlagis Rab Chiya of Rabbi Yana, Chad Amr Shemisham Dever Yaitzel Olam. One puts it in a negative way, that from there pestilence goes out to the world, as the Marav Fulda says, La'ivrei Ritzoinai, to those who go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pnei Moshe says, La'akum, to the Goyim. V'charno Amar, and the other one, we don't know who says what, but one of these two Amaroyim says, Shemisham Dibrois Yaitzel Olam. The word Dvir means the Aseres Hadibris come out to the world. What does that mean? So the Pnei Moshe learns in the third line in the right-hand column, Shehoyu Ksuvim B'Shnei Luchas Habris, Umunach and Sham, that the Aseres Hadibris were written on the Shnei Luchas Habris, and they were placed in the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Charedim, and this Charedim we find on Amud Aleph in the right-hand column, after he explains what the word Moiria means, in that same Charedim, Divrei Maschil Shemisham Hoira, he says, Lohachi Nami Nikra HaMikdash Dvir Shemisham Yoitzis Dibrois Kolomer Dine Aseres HaDibrois Shekol HaToira Pirish Aseres HaDibrois. So the Ramban in Shmois tells us that the entire Torah is an explanation of the Aseres HaDibrois. So when the Sanhedrin adjudicates halachos in the whole Torah, they're really explaining the Aseres HaDibrois, because the whole Torah is an explanation of the Aseres HaDibrois. That's why it's called Dvir Miloshen Dibrois. And the Rav Sadia Goyin says that the whole Torah is included in the Aseres HaDibrois, and if I remember correctly, he says that there are 613 letters in the Aseres HaDibrois, Keneged Taryag Mitzvahs, because the whole Torah comes from the Aseres HaDibrois. So when the Lishkas Hagozes, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, would explain the Dinei Torah, they were actually explaining the source of the Dinei Torah, which were the Aseres HaDibrois. So Dvir Misham Dibrois Yoitzin La'olam, through the Sanhedrin Agadol. The Mishnah continued, Hoya Yoishu B'sfina Oy Ba'azda Yechavan Asliba Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. What is an Azda? So the Gemara says it's really three names for the same thing. He Azda, he Askaria, he Rafsoidois. Where do we find the word Rafsoidois? We find this when Hiram HaMelech was telling Shlomo HaMelech that he was going to send him the cedars of Lebanon. How would he transport it to Eretz Yisrael? In the Vim, we will bring it, L'cha, to you, Rafsudois, on rafts, El Yam Yafo, to the Sea of Yafo. So we see there, Rafsudois meant rafts. That's what Azda is, that's what Askari is, three words that mean the same thing. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Vav. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says, Ein Tfilis HaMusafin Ela B'chover Ir. Tfilis Musaf was only established to be said if there is a minyan. According to the Tanakhama, his way of understanding Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, we'll see it as a machloikis at the end of the Mishnah, but his understanding of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah is that the chiyuv of Musaf only comes about through a tzibber. If there's no tzibber, the yachid is not mechuyev in tefillas hamusafin. The chacham disagree, and they say, bechaver ir, ushaloi bechaver ir. It doesn't matter whether there's a tzibber in the city or not, there is a chiyuv of musaf either way. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and another understanding of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that kol makom sheyesham chaver ir hayachid poter mitvulas masafin. That avada the chiyuv. This is the way the Pnei Moshe explains the Mishnah here. The chiyuv is even if there is no tzibur, a yachid is mechuyev musaf, not like the Tanakama. However, if there is a tzibur, then the yachid can become poter from tvulas musafin through the recitation of musaf by the tzibur. We find this in the Pnei Moshe divrei maskel Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmoy Shurab Lazar ben Azariah Ve'ika Bein Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda. The difference between the way the Tanakam understood Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and the way the Rabbi Yehuda understood it is B'yachid Hador B'ir Shein Shamasara. A yachid lives in a city where there is no tent. Dil Tanakam Alibid Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah De Amar Loi Tiknu Ela B'chavar Ir. The whole Chiv of Musaf is only if you have a Chabura, a Tzibur. So yachid Zeh Potter. There's no Tzibur in your city. Yachid's Potter. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah, who says in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Ein Hayachid Potter Ela Kishu B'makam Asara. The chiv is on a yachid without asar. The only inyan of asar is that if you have asar, then the yachid could be potter. Shahashatz poitroi. The shatz potters him. But the halacha is not like the first version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not like the Rabbi Yehuda's version, but halacha kechachamim, that whether you have a tzibur or whether you don't have a tzibur, the yachid or the rabbim are always mechuyev in tfilas hamusafin. We will leave the challenging Gemara that explains this Mishnah for our next shiur.